trench machine.
Yeah.
It's operating engineer. It's a wonderful job. If I hadn't got older and had a family, I'd stayed with it on. But it's not too good a place. I don't think we'd drag you. Your wife and children around, you know, and children going to school.
Yeah.
Better be settling down.
Yeah. Okay, let's see, what did, what did feed used to come in?
Used to come in? What kind of feed now?
Oh, just feed for your cattle or
horses? Your corn would generally come loose. But anytime you go to the mill, you'd come in bags. And
But you know,
burlap bags.
Burlap bags.
Yeah, mostly burlap, and you know, I don't think they make any burlap anymore.
Oh, really?
Mm. It's made out of it's polyethylene or what? Some of them call it plastic, but I don't think that's the name of it. They've got several things making bags out of now. Mm-hmm. I think burlap's got too expensive or something. I don't think you're making any more burlap bags, not the mountain day, because we're not getting them through here.
Okay, if the light burned out in an electric lamp now, you'd have to screw in a new...
The bulb.
Okay, what kind of bulb?
A new... Light bulb.
Okay. And say if you wanted to carry the washout to hang it on the line, you'd carry it out in a clothes... What would you call that?
You'll have to ask Pauline about the clothes. Clothes basket.
Okay. And what did nails used to come in?
Nails.
Mm-hmm.
Kegs.
Okay. And what would run around a barrel to hold the wood in place?
Oh, staves.
Okay. But to hold the staves in place, what would?
The barrel, you got the...
Hoops,
barrel hoops.
How would that go?
They just go right around.
Uh-huh.
And then you see here your barrel staves that run down. And you got head and two heads that goes in it.
Uh-huh.
And you got the metal or wire or something, you see, come around there.
Okay. Say if you opened the bottle and you didn't want to... the liquid to spill out, you might stick in a... what?
Something.
Okay, what would that be made out of?
Cork.
Okay. This is a musical instrument that you play like this.
Pressure.
Okay. What about the one that goes like this?
Cue-saw.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that you use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece that comes between the horses?
Tongue.
Okay. And suppose you have a horse pulling a buggy?
Shave, goes in shaves.
Okay. Okay, in parts of the wagon wheel, the inside, you'd have the hub. Then the spokes would come out and fit into the...
The spokes fit into the hub and into the felon, you know, up at the top.
The felon?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Oh, that's the wood part, you know, that the top of the spokes. And then you see the tire comes on over the fell.
Okay, is that... Have you ever heard of a rim?
Rim.
Is that the same
thing? Well, it'd be the same thing, yeah. I reckon it'd be the same thing.
But the fell is the whole thing.
Yeah, or the top part, that's what I always call the fell. Then you see your tie, well, you might call that the rim, the tie that goes over all that.
Mm-hmm.
I expect that's what you'd refer to as a rim, but that'd be the wagon tie.
The tire touches the ground?
Oh, yeah.
I see.
That's the tire, wagon tire. Steel tire.
Okay. And what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are hooked onto?
Single trees.
Okay. What if you have two?
You have a double tree and a single tree on each end of the double tree.
Okay.
And if you have three, you make a swivel tree out of it.
Okay. You call that a what?